Happy, happy Friday. It is 7:06. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I don't want to work. I mean, I love my job. Oh, you learned the lesson long time ago in radio. Protect the paycheck.
Yes, you do.
And always accept free food.
Always?
Well, yeah.
It's usually good. Yeah.
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 I don't mean necessarily people bringing it, because there could be people that don't have good intentions.
And, I don't want to be the official taster.
But you have been.
I have been. It's true.
And I have been, too.
I couldn't say no.
So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's someone we kind of know.
Yeah.
And we do know a lot of people, thankfully.
Yes, we do.
All right, so what you got going on? Oh, you got it busy. You're doing the crazy week thing, aren't you?
Well, Jen's got a thing to go to tonight at the hip, but that means I'm picking her up late, so it's not like...
So you won't be attached at the hip?
Wow. That was pretty quick for a Friday morning at 7:08.
I would say so.
We are going to Sarasota. Like, we have to leave like at 7 in the morning. There's a celebration of life service for a friend of mine's wife who passed away. And so we're doing that. Then we got an event tomorrow night when we get back from Sarasota at Santa Fe. So, yeah, busy weekend.
Wow.
Yeah. Church Sunday. And
so you're saying you're not going to stop by and help me dig a little hole for my pool? Is that what you're saying? Is that what I'm hearing?
You are correct, Bob. You are correct.
Well,
sir.
I wasn't holding my breath.
I thought you were figuring Betsy's going to get on that today while you're here.
That would be
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Just don't let her wrap up any extension cords.
Oh, really?
I think she learned how to do that when she was probably 5.
Oh.
And still wraps up an extension cord like a 5-year-old.
Really?
You know, in very small coils,
yeah,
where it gets completely tangled and becomes a mess.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, no, longer loops. Longer. Yes. You're an adult now.
Uh-huh. Longer arms.
Don't try to wind it around your elbow.
I think a lot of people do learn to do it that way, and they just always do it that way.
They need to adapt, change, and do it the better way, the more effective, efficient, and easier way in terms of when you go to use it.
Well, you are right, though, because the bigger, longer loops means less loops, which means less potential tangles, and it's not wound up so tight that if it does get hooked up, it's going to be a mess to get
open. It extends the life of the extension cord as well.
Look at you, Mr. Extension. Man, you're just a regular Bob Vila.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to make what he was making back in the day.
Ooh, that old house made him some bucks.
Even if you don't give me, you know, the raise for inflation, I'll take it.
Still, he did fine.
All right. We've got a lot going on. Gator baseball men playing in a regional today at noon. They take on East Carolina. It's on ESPN2. If you're lucky like me and you get to go home at a reasonable time and take a nap or something.
Yeah.
Fuyo. Fuyo?
Ah.
Fuyo Glass.
Oh, I thought we were talking about weird food again.
No, it's a glass company.
Okay.
And you don't want to eat glass. We talked about that earlier.
No.
A Chinese-owned glass company in Ohio is now at the center of a federal fraud investigation, working deep behind the scenes to oppose a state bill that would ban foreign enemies from buying land and operating businesses in Ohio. Now, didn't we effectively address that here in Florida?
Well, at least theoretically so, yes.
I thought that we did.
Yeah, we did.
The state legislature in Columbus is debating HB 1 and SB 88. This would ban citizens and companies in countries on the Department of Defense Foreign Adversaries list buying land in the Buckeye State with the goal of protecting farmlands, military bases, key infrastructure, businesses, and jobs for Americans in Ohio. It sounds very similar to what we have pushed through here. Democrats have lined up to oppose the bills. Democrats.
Of course
lined
they
up
would.
To oppose.
Of course they would.
Calling them racist.
No, it's when a country that basically doesn't like you and would be willing to wipe you off the map tomorrow wants to buy land next to your military bases so they can see what's going on. Maybe you got to be concerned about these things.
Yeah, it is a matter of, and this term might be foreign to some Democrats, but it's called, national security.
Well, considering their view on the border, I don't think they're familiar with this term lately.
Yeah, right. For the security of the nation.
The one they're paid to represent.
That one.
Wow. Huh.
Democrats call them racist and even shrilly comparing them to the Holocaust.
Oh, there we go again. Really?
Come on, man.
Is that all they... For something they know nothing about, apparently, from a standpoint of actually looking at history, they should like to throw it around a lot.
At least some of the opposition is being funded by Fio Glass.
Easy for you to say.
A Chinese-owned company in Montgomery County, Ohio, that has been at the center of a federal investigation into human trafficking.
Not shocked.
And charges of illegally importing foreign employees from China and then holding them in near slave conditions. But Democrats apparently think that that is perfectly okay.
It just blows your mind that the people follow these people and reelect them. Do they just not pay any attention?
I guess possibly to the wrong sources.
How is any of that okay?
None of it's okay.
Of course not.
And that doesn't even go into the ramifications of truly national security. That's addressed by, you know, not allowing land to be bought by foreigners near military bases. Mm-hmm. These are things that follow logic.
Wow.
But yeah, but if you follow logic, somehow it's compared to the Holocaust.
Right.
But knowing that a Chinese company already is basically engaging in slave labor and illegal importation of workers, you still think that the bill is bad.
Amazing.
That factory goes back to 2014 when its Chinese owners moved in to purchase a General Motors glass facility after the car maker closed the operation down. The owners signed a $200 million agreement to operate the factory near Dayton. Not long after its opening, the plant became the subject of a documentary by Michelle and Barack Obama's film production company. The documentary was immediately, of course, nominated for Best Documentary
wow.
Oscar Awards in 2019 and won the award at the Oscars in 2020. Oh, my gosh. Yep.
Crazy.
Yep. While Democrats claim these bills target migrants to prevent them from buying private homes, the bills do not contain blanket bans on all foreign ownership of land. The bills contain rules specifically bans on locales around critical industry and radius requirement that bans purchases around military bases and key infrastructure. The bill does not blanket the state in bans on property purchases by migrants or non-citizens.
Okay.
So it's actually a very reasonable bill. But the Democrats like to take something like that, and they either completely exaggerate what its possible effects are, or they completely lie, generally the latter more than the former.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is a common sense, logical legislation.
You know, I would love to hear them explain, without using the word Nazi or Holocaust or anything like that, and not, you know, going down that emotional road, I would like to hear them logically explain their views on all this stuff.
Well, especially they're the same ones that get so excited and upset when, you know, President Trump engages in the occasional hyperbole.
Mm-hmm.
But yet everything to them is, oh, it's worse than Hitler, it's worse than the Holocaust, and you're a Nazi.
These people bug me.
You know what? That reminds me.
Yeah?
It just happens to be time for... What's bugging you?
Perfect timing.
So good. Yeah, wow. What'd you do? Spin the wheel over there of suggestions? No, there's the wheel. And it is time for...
What's bugging you? There you go.
Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now 877-975-9825. Air it out. Get it off your chest. Why carry it around over the weekend? If it's bugging you, call in. 97.3, The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Happy Friday. It is 7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now, air it out, get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. Good morning, Kimberly. What's bugging you?
Good morning. So you were talking about purchasing land in the U.S. by foreign entities. In Panama, I know for a fact that they do research where the money came from. So my mother's friend was selling her house. A Venezuelan couple wanted to purchase it, and because they gained their money from nefarious places, Panama didn't allow them to purchase. So they do research into people. And I can't imagine if we didn't have something like that in place regarding houses or properties for any reason. Couldn't we see where the money came from and said, yeah, no, not you, sorry.
Yeah, that doesn't seem unreasonable. I wonder if that was some kind of deal or some change, because the Panamanian banks, I know for a period of time, were, well, suspect as being maybe part of some money laundering and stuff, but maybe they have really literally cleaned up their act. Good morning, Junior. What's bugging you?
So in honor of hurricane season starting, I'm going to challenge the listeners to take a few minutes out of their day and look up at the sky. And when you see a plane leaving a streak all the way across the sky, I want you to check back in on it in about 15 minutes, maybe a half hour, and see what happens. And when you multiply that by dozens of planes in an hour, you're going to see what's happening up there. And that's just the beginning.
I'm not sure how that coincides with hurricane season, but perhaps there is a connection there. I don't know. Good morning, Jerry. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is the increasing amount of able-bodied young men and women that we see panhandling in the Gainesville area. I know our law enforcement do a great job with many challenges, but the thing that really bothers me, particularly as the weather is getting warmer, how they use animals, dogs, and in my opinion, as props to sort of gain more empathy with the public to give them money. And these poor beasts are panting and in need of water. I think it's cruelty to animals, and that really bugs me.
Yeah. There are places that do such a great job trying to rehabilitate people, Salvation Army and things like that. And that's really where we should be giving, because all we're doing is reinforcing a really bad thing. You brought up the animals, and there's also, you know, the safety issue of being that close to the roadway. That could be problematic, too. Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
My brain is just, sometimes you just wake up in the middle of the night at 2:22, and then your brain goes, oh, yeah, I remember that show about room 2:22. And then your brain goes to Welcome Back Cotter's theme song, and I do Benny Barbarino, Epstein, Horseshack, and Boom Boom Washington. Could not think of the ladies, the little girl, blonde, redheaded girl's name. I had to look that up for a second this morning. When your brain won't shut down in the middle of the night.
And one of the stars of Room 222 was Karen Valentine.
Yes.
Just thought I'd throw that out there to show you that my brain could be equally busy.
Well, we see who you remembered.
Well,
nothing wrong with that. Yeah, just saying.
Well, I was young when it came out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Forming opinions and such. Yeah. Good morning, Paul. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. On the subject of calling for logic when thinking through things, you brought my mind back to the bizarre show and tell between the president of South Africa and the president of the United States last week. Give the administration a pass. I could see it could be an honest mistake that a photograph published by Reuters that was taken of graves in the Republic of Congo years before somehow got slipped into the deck by mistake. Give them a pass on that. But let's use logic. So a member of your family was murdered in a horrendous fashion, and your first instinct is to go bury them on the shoulder of I-75, and then thousands of people are going to follow suit and bury their loved ones on the shoulder of I-75, which matches the president's logic of pointing and saying again and again, thousands of people were buried along this roadside that were murdered by criminals in South Africa.
I think what he might be referring to is all the crosses that represented those who lost their lives. I don't know that those are necessarily grave sites.
Well, he's trying to make an analogy to where we're talking about in South Africa.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying...
They're not really... I don't think he believes they're buried on the side of I-75.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's... Yeah. It's kind of a complicated subject to get into on what's bugging you.
Yeah, this is kind of a tell us the thing that's bugging you, boom, let's go to somebody else.
Yeah.
Like right now.
Like Bob, what's bugging you?
I just wonder how much of the taxpayers' money was spent changing that four-lane section of 8th Avenue between Main Street and 6th Street from four-lane to two-lane to accommodate bicycles. I drive that way home every day at 5 o'clock. Been doing it for 10 years. And I honestly don't ever remember a bicycle actually riding along that road. Now, they crossed it. But they put concrete bumpers and stripes and you know, it's just, it's mind-boggling to me. And I know it's two-lane on either end of it anyway, but it just, when you...
Well, here's what happens. Yes, the taxpayers pay for that, and some of that money would have been given by the state. But when you don't follow the state mandate for what a state road is, then you carry the entire bill. And they've done that stupidly in the city of Gainesville many times. Good morning, Marty. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is people confusing contrails with chemtrails. These things behind the airplanes that you see flying over us, that's contrails. Condensation has been very well documented since even before World War II, but mostly during World War II. Hot engines, very high in the very cold air, sometimes make contrails depending on the moisture content of the air. Think of the absurdity of hundreds of thousands of pilots and mechanics and maintenance people conspiring to poison us for decades, and no one's brought it up.
Now, they don't say they're poisoning us. They go, well, we're doing cloud seeding. We're doing this. We're experimenting with that. I don't know. I don't know. I don't have the answers in front of me. Alan, what's bugging you?
Well, what's bugging me is, you know, I don't know. I'm sure you heard of it, but I voted for the man and everything. I'm all for Donald Trump, but I don't see how he pardoned that Todd and Chrisley, Todd and the guy that he got. They got put in jail for tax evasion and bank fraud, but he pardoned them. But if it was me and you that was millionaires, would he would have went through the list and, you know, and pardoned us?
That's if we were connected with major donors, possibly.
Yeah, and that looks to be the case, possibly.
And I'm not going to defend him on that. I don't know enough about it, but yeah, the power of the pardon, you give that every time you elect a president. They have that. It is 729 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up, would you shoot somebody trying to harm your daughter? Details on the way. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. AI won't tell me whether chemtrails are real or not.
Well, of course, it's AI. It knows the truth. It's not going to tell you, Bob. Come on.
Oh, part of the larger conspiracy.
It's the same people.
Well, there you have it.
See?
Good morning and welcome. 735, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We appreciate you taking us along for your Friday morning. Come on, weekend. Gator men's baseball team, they play today at noon. This is a regional in the Carolinas, and they've got a pretty good distance to go if they want to get back to the College World Series. And the Gator girls had a tough one last night. They lost 3-0 to Texas, and we just couldn't generate the hits and get people across home plate. It was a tough one. All right. But they're still in it. They're in the loser's bracket, which makes it that much tougher. But sometimes when you're back against the wall, you know, that's when great teams really perform. Mm-hmm. What's this shot? It seems like I'm seeing more and more photographs of sharks in the water. Now, it should be nothing new. We're from Florida. We see sharks all the time.
Sure.
But apparently there was one Memorial Day, and this is up in the Atlantic seaboard, I guess, up there. It was at a local eatery, Dead Eye Dick's. located on Great Salt Pond, and it looked like there was a couple of them there. And then people start yelling, Jaws! Jaws! But yesterday, I saw, and it came from a television station in Fort Myers. Now, how diligent they are in checking these things out. But apparently, it was a video of what appeared to be a bull shark, and it was in fresh water. So apparently, according to that source, that bull sharks can survive and do, I guess, just about perfectly okay in fresh water. I didn't know that. I knew they could adapt a little bit, like to brackish water and stuff. But I just wondered, what's this? Is there a new obsession with sharks? Or is it, this is a season where people are going to the beach and are going to be in the water, and it's just on people's minds? I don't know. But I can tell you this. This is what I do know. Sharks have been around for a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
They're not going to go away anytime soon.
They're pretty ancient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's my advice. Don't mess with them.
That's really good advice. Sky Lister checking in saying, looks like Gainesville, for whatever reason, West Newberry Road there in front of the hospital, not moving along very quickly. They actually had to sit through several cycles of the light. And while it's not showing up in the bright red to tell me there's an issue, looks like anything off of 62nd right there. And then as you're trying to go west on Newberry, that is definitely more of a parking lot than a road. Also looks like the ramps there at I-75 in Newberry, also kind of a mess.
Wow.
It's Friday morning, people. Come on. It's supposed to be
usually
light.
Fridays, yeah, Fridays are light, pretty yeah. chill.
Yeah, well, they're chilling on Newberry, apparently.
Maybe
right
because
now.
We're coming off of for many a three-day weekend.
Yeah.
Maybe some people had to actually put a couple hours into work today. I don't know.
What a concept.
This is a story that should stir you a little bit. A mother in Indianapolis finds out that, I guess somehow, that her daughter is with this guy, Bruce Pierce. And her daughter's 12 years old. And the mother in Indianapolis shot the man who was allegedly trying to rape her 12-year-old daughter in that hotel room. WFLA reported that the girl's mother went to the hotel. Oh, I'm sorry, went with Bruce Pierce. Yeah, the alleged culprit. The 12-year-old came to the hotel with a relative in order to find her mother, and upon doing so, waited in the room while the mother went to get luggage. The mother returned to find Pierce allegedly on top of the young girl, trying to tear off her clothing. Pierce was armed, but so was the mother, and the mother pulled her gun and began shooting, critically wounding Pierce. And they also noted that the investigation is underway. The 12-year-old's grandmother indicated that a man named Bruce Pierce had been communicating with the 12-year-old online and over the phone. Charges against Pierce include rape, child molesting, unlawful possession of a firearm by a serious violent felon, and confinement, where the victim is under 14 years of age. And, oh, by the way, court documents show that Pierce previously pleaded guilty to child molestation in 2016. He pleaded guilty. And here we are, less than 10 years later. Wow.
Well, he should have gotten what he got maybe 10 years earlier, just saying.
So I guess if I have this right, the mother maybe had some sort of a relationship with this guy. She goes outside.
Yeah.
She's bringing in luggage.
Yeah. What? And he didn't waste any time, did he? What an idiot.
Yeah, that makes you think, like,
wow.
What did you think you would get away with in that short period of time?
A little self-control issue there.
Or maybe she said, you know, I'm going to run to the store and then I'll bring in the luggage. And she changed her mind and just brought in the luggage. I don't know. But like
weird.
I said, the
That's
thing
weird.
Here is previously pleaded guilty
yeah.
to child molestation
well,
in 2016.
She handled it.
Yeah. Yeah, so it doesn't say, but I don't think there'll be any. They're investigating him.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he's going to be around to face the charges.
Well, hopefully he has a few scars out of it, a little pain maybe, and then can, you know, meet new friends in the big house. Well,
hopefully, you know, her shots, you know, hit a certain target, whatever. Yeah. All right. Do we have? I need some positive stuff. I need some.
I'm sorry.
Stuff.
I'm really distracted. Pam brought by some apple fritters, and they're still warm for the oven.
Well, if we were allowed to give shout outs for people who brought us apple fritters, we would shout out to Pam. Thank you.
But we can't do shout outs, Pam. I'm sorry. So we won't mention that Pam brought us the hot apple fritters.
No, but we do appreciate it,
yes,
Pam.
Yes, we do.
But if I'm not allowed to say that. We can do whatever we want, actually.
Yeah,
if you want to know the truth, we do whatever we want.
At least once.
Yeah.
Because then after
that. And if you don't hear us for an extended period of time,
we shouldn't have done whatever that was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Former CNN contributor Chris Saliza. I don't know. Am I saying that name right? I mean, look.
I don't follow the CNN contributors.
I don't follow
much.
CNN, and apparently. Nobody does. If you looked at their recent ratings, they dropped around 408,000 viewers. That's during their prime time. That's hideously low. And even less than that, obviously, in their prime demographic, shooting for the 25-54 and missing the mark there. Anyway, apparently he had or has a Tesla, but it was defaced with a sign reading, "Musk is a Nazi." Now, this happened while he was taking in his son's soccer game at a tournament, prompting him to reflect on the increasing politicization of everyday products and its impact on American society.
Yeah, and who's doing it, dude? Who's doing this?
Exactly. Yep. The incident occurred over the weekend, and the leftist, he's a leftist. He used this experience as a springboard to discuss the growing trend, how things are being politicized, everyday products, and how it is making us crazy and deepening the political divide in the United States. Yeah. But do you know where that's coming from? It is very clear that the vast majority of people damaging vehicles is coming from the left.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The overwhelming amount of violence that is committed in the name of politics is coming from the left.
You got Disney stars saying, hey, let's blow up the Kennedy Center because Trump's involved.
Because Trump's attached.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, how crazy is this stuff?
Yeah. Mm. But he doesn't see it. He sees it from both sides.
He's dreaming.
He's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, people might have called you names when you first got your Tesla or made fun of you, but nobody was scratching, denting, defacing your car.
No.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is the weekend. Happy Friday, 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend. It is 7:49. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The show available on podcast. All you have to do is download it where you normally get your podcast. Click on subscribe and you will never miss a minute of this fine show and some great interviews that we have done as well. All right. Sad news. Kool and the Gang lost one of their members, Michael Sumler. They used to call him Chicago Mike. He died in a car crash in Cobb County, Georgia, 71 years old. Also, Bernie Kerik, the guy that was the New York police commissioner, 69 years old. He passed away. I believe it was a heart-related illness, but I don't know. Now they're not really saying a specific cause. But, yeah, he was 69 years old. Freddie O'Connell. It sounds like a friendly name. It sounds like a good Irishman you could tip a pint with, laddie.
Your neighbor Freddie? Yeah, it sounds.
Yeah,
yeah,
Freddie.
Sounds like a nice
Freddie
guy.
O'Connell.
Yeah,
but he's not.
Uh-oh.
He's a lefty whack job, and he's also the mayor of Nashville. Yeah. Now it's all starting to come together, isn't it? He's positioned himself as a progressive mayor of Nashville, Tennessee, and he's currently under investigation for obstructing ICE agents. So they are taking a good long look at him. According to WZTV, the public information includes federal immigration authorities' names. Apparently he released that. He made waves nationally after making Metro immigration interactions public. That is a no-no. You don't identify these people. Why would you do that? Other than you want to do harm, because you know that's the net result of that. He is putting ICE agents and law enforcement in harm's way, releasing their names for criminal gangs to see. Marshall Blackburn, the senator from Tennessee, is blasting the Nashville mayor, Freddie O'Connell, for making Metro ICE activity public. Yeah, it does put them very much in harm's way.
I mean, there should be like some federal charges against somebody like that. That's ridiculous.
Absolutely. These men and women have risked their lives to make our community safer by removing gangs, rapists, and other heinous criminals from our community. Shame on him. Marshall Blackburn continued. Department of Homeland Security said the Nashville mayor is protecting illegal aliens and gang members over his constituents. True. I don't know how you could see it any other way. At a time when our ICE officers are facing a 413% increase in assaults, Mayor O'Connell is doxing the names of law enforcement agents, removing criminal illegal aliens from his city. And a Congressman, Andy Ogles from Tennessee, said he and his team originally blew the whistle on this, and DHS is actively looking into ways to stop it.
Well, they should stop it and still go after this guy. I mean, that is serious stuff right there.
You know, I'd like to know how much the lefty folks are publicizing the Nashville mayor's activity. And are they standing on the side of the law saying, hey, this is wrong. You're interfering with official business of the U.S. government. Or in many cases, actually, local authorities are involved in a lot of it as well. And really kind of blow the whistle on him. Now, you know what will happen. That could, or it should, negatively impact tourism in Nashville, which is a big destination for a lot of folks now. It has been for a while, but really, the last few years, it's just gone big time. And shouldn't they, you know, really blow that whistle?
Oh, big time.
Loud and proud and saying, look, he's not looking out for his own constituents, mm-mm, let alone tourists. They could be traveling in the area. Those would be, in fact, some of the most vulnerable people. You hear more and more about break-ins of, like, cars and hotel parking lots and stuff like that. And, you know, a lot of these people who are traveling, they're not going to stay. They're not going to come back to court. They're not going to go through all of that. Mm-hmm. And the bad guys know that. I mean, I remember, you know, Orlando has had plenty of issues kind of related to that.
Well, and then you run into things like, let's say you're in town for a convention in Nashville. You can't carry in the convention center.
Right.
So what do you got? You got people who carry who are in the parking lot. And it's like a gun buffet or something if people want to go looking.
It doesn't make sense. But of course, when we dig in, we realize it's a Democrat, an activist type Democrat, who doesn't want bad people removed from his city.
How does that make any sense?
We're not talking about the little immigrant family that, you know, came over from Mexico looking for work. We're talking about this wide-scale amount of people who came in, many of them gang members, many of them rapists, murderers. They're ne'er-do-wells. They're bad people. Clearly not all of them, but that's what we're referring to when we talk about this. And ICE is doing their job and doing a darn good job, or at least trying to. But when you get other authority figures interfering with that, he needs to hear the same words Democrats love to spew all the time. No one is above the law, including the mayor of Nashville. So I hope they take serious legal action against him. But at the very least, people need to be aware. If that's a destination, if that's a place you're considering going on a vacation to, you might want to reconsider. Yeah. I mean, it's you know, look, the decision clearly is your own, but you need to know that as long as bad guys feel like they're being protected, they're going to tend to gravitate toward these areas.
And you want to support a guy, meaning the mayor, by supporting the city, who intentionally is trying to make life hard for law enforcement at the local and federal level? That's who you want to support? No.
And look, my understanding is, and I haven't been there in many, many years, but my understanding is that place can get pretty kind of rowdy anyway. In other words, he's not a, you know, he's not a real like law and order kind of guy anyway, it would seem like. But is that who the people really want to represent them and their theoretical security? I mean, what about all the owners of businesses and all that on some of those big streets?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's it's a big party going on there. So, but it's a lot of money being spent, too.
Well, and anytime you have a big party, then you have ne'er-do-wells that, again, they're drawn to that. They hide within the crowd, and then they're able to, you know, pick out vulnerable people and target them for bad things. Smokey Robinson files a $500 million counter suit. Details on that and a whole lot more. Coming up on the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy's here. And oh, happy weekend, my friends. It is a happy, happy Friday on 97.3 The Sky.